Who said that over here? I said, no, smart. Okay. All right. According to John C. Maxwell, leadership is influence. He who can influence is a leader. How do you know you have the ability to influence? Because you can pack a room. If you can't pack a room, then you have no influence. That may be hard to accept, but it is true. And until we don't come to the connection of truth, then we can't change our life. Does that make sense? So give yourself a test. When you get home, call your entire organization, say you want to meet with them. And then you're going to see how much influence you have. If no one shows up, congratulations, it's a starting point. Okay? Don't be upset. Don't write them off. Don't remove them from, don't unfriend them on Facebook. Okay? Just understand that you haven't created enough influence. That's all. Is that okay? Yes? But at least you know where you're at. Next step, the triune of life. Okay? That is the philosophy, science, and art. There's also another triune, right? This is the triune of network marketing. The triune of life, right, is a spirit, right? Okay? It's a spirit. It is the body. And what's the third one? Spirit, body, and soul, right? Spirit, body, and soul. That is the triune within the triune, the spirit, body, and soul. Now, you know what the spirit is, right? The spirit is your spiritual belief. It's your connection, above, down, inside, out. You know what your body is, right? Your body is everything that you own, everything that you have, everything that you can touch, everything that you can smell, all your material possessions. And now, what is your soul? Who said that? Say it again. How did you learn that?
Church.
What church? The Church of Spartan? No, your mind, your will, and your emotion. Your soul is comprised of three things: your mind, your will, and your emotion. Right? I'm not going to go into this because that takes time to develop. Your mind, your will, and your emotion. So let me ask you this. You have three choices: mind, will, or emotion. Which one is your strongest? Emotion. That's right. Your emotion is your strongest. Which one should be your strongest? Your will should be your strongest. See, because the mind is finite. You only know what you know. Who here speaks German? Who here speaks German? You speak German? Okay, who here speaks French? You speak French? Okay, right, very good. Who here speaks Spanish? Okay. Who here does not speak Spanish? Does not speak Spanish. So if I ask you to converse with me in Spanish, you'd say what?
Hola.
Yes, hola. You'd say you can't, right? And it's not a big deal. It's just that you've never what? You've never learned it, right? Because your mind is finite. You only know what you know, yes? But your will, right? Your willpower, yes? If we develop the muscle of your will, yes? Then your will can overcome your emotion. Does that make sense? Okay. The second book of Timothy 1:7, it says, God did not give you a spirit of timidity nor fear, but he gave a spirit of love, power, and what? Self-discipline, sound mind. That's your willpower right there. See? He gave you a spirit of sound mind. Can you control your fears? Can you control your anxiety? Can you control yourself from not going into a panic attack? That's your willpower. And the more that we develop our willpower, the easier this business becomes. Go, what's the next one? Then we go into advanced leadership. And this is really the most fun part right here. Advanced leadership. This is when it gets real fun. And I'm going to have to cut it short because I know we have a big thing going on tonight. Has this helped you so far?
Yes.
Okay. So advanced leadership, okay, this is a very, very, very small group of people in the Spartan organization. We have 32 people that have signed up for advanced leadership. We meet with them between 2 to 3 hours a week. All 33 people have committed to become diamonds this year. So they give me permission to stretch them, to push them, to do whatever we take. We set goals and we accomplish those goals. There is no other option. Now, it took us 3 years to come to 32 people. It took us 3 years to come to this very small group. Don't go home and try to build this group because they're going to look at you and think you're crazy, right? Because this group only comes when you're in the third phase of growing a network marketing business. In the first phase, you must serve them more than you get served. In the first phase, you must give your heart before you ask for their hand. But in the third phase, that's in the first phase, but in the third phase, you build this organization. You build a culture within the culture. And we are studying, could you, my friend? We are studying, thank you so much. Please give Mr. Carlos Jr. a huge round of applause, please. We are, right now, we are studying for the next 3 to 4 months, 2 books. First one's called Switch On Your Brain. Okay, this is a study of neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. If you've never heard what neurogenesis and neuroplasticity, it is based on Romans 12:2, and it says, "Do not conform your mind to the ways of the world, but transform your mind to that of the Spirit." So, what does that mean? That means that it doesn't matter who you are, or where you are, you can change it. See, that's what that means. It doesn't matter how old or how young, you can change it. It doesn't matter how much money you've made or how much money you haven't made, you can change it. It doesn't matter what you've had or what you haven't had, you can change it. See, and so I believe, and I firmly believe, and it's been documented, scientifically proven, that every time you go to bed, every single night, there's millions and millions and millions of brand new neurons that are being born every single night. Brand new neurons that when they wake up, they say, "Give me a message. Tell me, General. Give me my command. Tell me what to do." Yes, every morning they wake up and say, "I'm on fire. I'll give you whatever you want. I'll be whatever you want me to be. Tell me, give me a command." And you say, the first command you give them is, "Oh, I'm in debt. Okay, then I'll become debt. Oh my goodness, I'm late. Then I'll become late. Oh wow, I'm afraid. Then I become fearful." And then by the end of the evening, you have another trillion cells, neurons, that are afraid, that are insecure, that are uncertain. And we keep repeating this and repeating this and repeating this over and over and over and over again. Yes or no? But I have the good news. You can switch on your brain. Okay? Whenever you want, the moment you choose, you can change your mind. You can change it. Everyone, give me a snap. Give me a snap. You can change it immediately. Yes? The second book we're reading, and this is probably my fifth time reading this. The first time I read this book was about 21 years ago. I didn't fully understand it, but I read it. Then we've read it again. Then we've read it again. Then we've read it again. And now we're teaching it. Okay? Now we're teaching from it. And it is called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. How many here have ever read that? That are not Spartans. Okay, very good. So this is my encouragement. Take a paragraph and give your team a paragraph a day. Take one paragraph. One paragraph is plenty. More than one paragraph is way too much. Way too much. Could you go to the next one, my friend? Okay. Way too much. More than one paragraph is. And if you can commit yourself to this system for the next 36 months, if you can commit yourself to following the system day in and day out, first year 7 days a week, second year 6 days a week, third year 5 days a week, if you make that commitment, I promise you that this industry and this company will give you more than you can ever imagine. This is not an industry or company that you guess at. This is not an industry or company that you hope at. This is an industry and a company that you dictate your destiny. Or you will suffer and be a victim of your history. See, it's time to master our destiny right now. And you can. Let me read this one caption, then we'll wrap it up. It says here, okay? It says here, your subconscious mind does not have the ability to argue or dispute what is told. Your subconscious mind does not have the ability to argue or dispute what you tell it. So whatever you tell your subconscious mind, it accepts as a truth. It says here, if you give it wrong information, it will accept it as true. It will then work to make that information correct. Here it is. It will bring your suggestions, even those that were false, to pass as conditions, experiences, and events. So you, me, us, we need to speak life into ourselves. We need to speak life into our organization. We need to speak life into our recruits. You need to call them, text them, email them, and tell them, "I believe in you more than you can ever imagine. I won't let you down, and I won't let you go." And if you do that every single day, I'm telling you, I don't know if Tommy's still here, Dr. Man, those words Corey will share. I mean, the words that he shares with me every day, and I do call him every day, 3 to 4 times a week, a day, Dr. Corey, I mean, Tom, I talk to Dr. Corey 3 to 4 times a day. A day. Yes, and it's not something that I have to. Sometimes our conversations are 1 minute long. Sometimes they're like 45 minutes long, especially if he's driving or I'm driving. But that's what you do with a mentor. That's what you do with a mentor. You don't wait for him to call you. His job, and I know he says, oh, my job is to call my downline. If you're hungry and if you want it, it's your job to call your upline. If you're hungry, if you're really hungry, if you're really starving, you call your upline. Yes? And if he tells you, call me at midnight, then you stay your butt up and call him at midnight. And if he says, oh, you know what, I can't talk to you today, I'll call you tomorrow, you don't get upset at your upline, right? He is your leader. Does that make sense? And if you create that leadership culture, then your downline will treat you the way you treat your upline. Yes? And if you do those things, I'm telling you, this is a fail-proof plan. Does that make sense? Yes or no? All right, guys, we'll see you guys tonight, 7 o'clock. God bless you guys. Thank you very much.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.